Can the BlackBerry survive in a touchscreen world?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, does our economy need private equity firms? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 12 points, about 0.1% at 12,732. NASDAQ up 0.3%, and same with the S&P 500. The big news this morning is that the two CEOs who helped build Research in Motion into one of the top mobile phone makers in the world are out. They gave up their positions in an attempt to revive the struggling company. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, it's the BlackBerry signature feature that is getting a thumbs down from users.
They called it BlackBerry Thumb, the painful side effect of too much typing on Research in Motion's keyboards. Carolina Milanese with Gartner says the iPhone's touchscreen cured that affliction and stole BlackBerry's popularity.
Consumers and business users alike have been using touch more and more.
That means fewer and fewer customers have been using BlackBerries. Research in Motion's new CEO, Torsten Hines, said this morning instead of trying to beat Apple, he wants to attract customers who've never bought a smartphone.
We want to take them on a journey to explore more and more powerful smartphones.
Carolina Milanese says even Research in Motion has started adding touchscreens to its phones.
I think on the touch side, there's a lot of new technologies that are coming that will allow you to be more precise.
As more phone users begin opting for voice control, like on the iPhone 4S, fewer may need to type at all. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, the new CEO that Jennifer mentioned, Torsten Hines, joined Research in Motion just a few years ago. The two CEOs who are on their way out have been at the company for at least 20 years. We're going to talk corporate management now with Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She joins us live, as always, from New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, first, what is the advantage of a company being run by someone who's been there just a few years as opposed to one of the founders?
Well, when a company runs into strategic issues like Research in Motion has, the advantage of new blood can be a change in strategy, something that makes you more competitive. And that's regardless of whether you're replacing a founder or just management that wasn't taking the company in the right direction.
Is a founder good in ways that a new guy like Torsten Hines is not?
Well, it can be. Certainly the founder can bring passion and vision to a company that is quite unique. And here we think of Apple as the great example of this. And what happens when that passion and vision just rotates into a more regular business and a management team that sometimes is done very successfully and sometimes it's not?
Julia, one of the things that's sort of unusual about this Research in Motion situation is that they had two CEOs, co-CEOs. Does that hurt or help in management?
Well, I don't know. Again, there's no one clear answer. Look at Google. They had co-founders as well, and they've seemed to have worked that out rather well. So I don't think that there's one size fits all when it comes to one versus two.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks, as always.
It's a pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Mitt Romney's campaign is running an ad in Florida highlighting the economic upsides of Romney's time at the private equity firm Bain Capital. Private equity came under attack in South Carolina with ads showing the job losses that sometimes come from corporate takeovers. We are going to hear the other side of the story now from an industry leader. Adam Blumenthal is the founder and managing partner of the private equity firm Blue Wolf, and he joins us now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with what it is that you do, which has come under attack recently. Describe to me what it is that a private equity guy like yourself does.
Well, Jeremy, what we do is look for companies which have a complicated set of problems, that maybe they're have gotten out of touch with their market or they're underperforming in some other way. And we use capital, which pension funds primarily have entrusted to us, mixed with our own money. And we buy those companies and we work over a 3 to 5 to 7 year period of time to try to turn them around, have the companies become more valuable, and ultimately we sell them to somebody who will be a long-term owner.
It does seem that a lot of the criticism that's been directed at the private equity industry is because it seems some private equity people don't have employment in mind. They don't care if the company that comes out on the other end has 100 employees or 50.
Well, what any management team or what any set of owners really want to do is make the company grow, thrive, and be more valuable. In general, when you do that, employment grows, but not always. We sometimes get involved with companies which have had their sales fall in half and nobody's adjusted the employment. And the reality is you can't survive. And if you want to survive, you have to get things lined up.
What do you make of the criticism being called vulture capitalist or barbarians even?
I think that it's easy to find examples of anything that any industry does that didn't work out well. I think the overwhelming reason that pension funds and universities and the sovereign wealth funds all over the world invest in private equity is we're able to, by focusing on very specific niches, make companies be worth more than they were before. In general, our economy is better because people are focused on doing that.
Adam Blumenthal is founder and managing partner with Blue Wolf Capital Partners, a private equity firm. Adam Blumenthal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on private equity or anything else you hear on the show. Just go to marketplace.org and click on the link that says contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In the Philippines, the link between religion, birth control, and global hunger becomes pretty clear.
There will be doubling of the population, there will be overcrowding of people, there will be a survival of the fittest.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Our series Food for 9 Billion continues. That and the numbers from Wall Street as well, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.